football here. Scott City football team, a tough loss, but a great effort in Oklahoma over the weekend against a very good Millwood team. They will face a 3-0 TMP Marion team coming up here on Friday night. You get to play on the turf there at Lewis Field Stadium. We're talking with the senior center and defensive end, Jaden Lewis. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And is it weird that you're already three games into your senior year?
Yeah, a little bit.
But, yeah, you've made the transition to center this year. I think you were in younger years. I think JV played a little center. But a little bit of different style here and a little different way how you snap the ball or hold the football when you're the center. How's that been for you?
It's been a lot different. It's taken a lot to get used to, in the shotgun all the time, not under center.
Yeah, that you're so used to it over all those years. And yeah, but, you know, have you felt like that you've gotten the snap down pretty well?
Yeah, definitely more comfortable with it.
All right, now hopefully I don't jinx you here for Friday, but you guys have had a good run so far this year, 2-1 here against some pretty good teams there, last two especially, and how do you feel like that the team has come out and played?
Good. We've been physical, very physical. Mm-hmm.
And setting those tones there on that opening drive, do you, as a player, do you like having the ball first like that?
Yeah, I personally do. I just think we set the tone better when we're on offense first.
And Friday night, it's going to be an interesting game there, final non-district game against TMP, and looks like that you're going to have a guy pretty big in front of you. What's probably the thing that you have to do when you're going up against a bigger guy lined up in front of you?
Just stay low, lower than him.
And, yeah, you always got to remember, it goes back to the early days, low man wins, right?
Yes.
All right. What would you like to see with the rest of this season?
Just playing as a team, good teammates, and just going down the road, getting a long ways down the season.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you here. Jaden, thanks again for the time here, and good luck to you coming up on Friday.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Once again, senior Jaden Lewis joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And we'll talk here now with another senior joining us, wide receiver, defensive back, Evan Fry here. And how you doing this evening, Evan?
Pretty good.
All right. What's it been like here this year? Last go around of high school football, how's it been for you?
It's been good. Been really fun. Enjoying it with my classmates.
And you guys have been off to a really good start. How was that trip to Oklahoma and back?
It was fun.
Yeah.
Very long.
Very long, but it was a good experience there. And definitely, you've played a lot of wide receiver this year, some special teams as well, I believe.
Yep.
And even some defense. And what are some things that you've enjoyed the most about this year so far?
Hanging with all my classmates, doing good this year as a team, and just doing.
What are some things that you've had to kind of work on that's really helped you to play as much as you have?
Just be fast and just work on my footsteps so that I can get my routes down.
All right. And, you know, it'll be a good challenge there on Friday night. Get to play on the turf there at Hayes against TMP. And what is something that you've seen with the Monarchs that they do so well?
They like to pack a punch on you, and I think we'll do pretty good against them.
But you, as a wrestler, you welcome that, don't you?
Yeah, I love it.
You're going to deliver it back, right?
Yeah.
What's the goal you like to see as you work through your senior year football here?
Do good, play as a team, and hang with my friends.
All right. Well, hopefully you get to hang deep into November, right?
Yeah.
All right. Senior Evan Fry joining us here. Thanks, as always, and good luck to you coming up. All right, senior Evan Fry here, and wide receiver, defensive back for the Beavers. And now we're joined here with Coach Jim Turner. And, Coach, I'm assuming you just got off the bus here about 12 hours ago, right?
No, we were on there for a while.
Yeah, so. No, that was a road trip, but I think it was a good experience there. I know it didn't result in a victory, but there was a lot to, I think, you could take away, a lot of positive, a lot of things you guys could work on.
I think it's a good experience for the guys. I mean, a very, very athletic team. A lot in the skill positions, very talented. They had some good linemen. One of them was really, really good. So it was a good test for us, you know, and we didn't come out on top of it, but we played really hard. And, you know, three and a quarter quarters, you know, we were sitting pretty well.
Yeah, you guys did score the first points there and then even took the lead on a safety right at the break there at toward the end of the first half. They're 9-8 and had the lead early or late third quarter as well, and into the fourth quarter. Just it was kind of a back and forth affair that really definitely kept you on your toes there to the very end.
Yeah, defense. We had to blitz a lot. Blitzing that safety, to get that safety. We had to blitz a lot to keep the quarterback on the run, not give him too much time. And then, of course, hurt us in the third quarter, that big screen pass on third and long when they got the first down, when we kind of had him pinned deep. So that was a big one. The kickoff was pretty big, obviously. And we had some guys there, we just didn't make the tackle. But really talented running back, that Ricky Hunt, and he's the kid that returned the kickoff too. So
it's tough to kind of emulate their to see it from not seeing them live and really never seen them really before in person, but were they maybe a lot quicker than maybe anticipated? Or
well, that's just it. It's hard to tell because they're not playing anybody we've ever seen either. So, they look really quick against Douglas, we saw in film, not as quick against Heritage Hill, I think it was, school, or Heritage Hall or something. Didn't quite look as quick there in the first game against them, but what you really couldn't judge was, because we've never played them and don't know their physicality, is how physically they could be up front, and the one kid especially.
Yeah, and it's a lot you can take away from it. I think it's been first time in 3 weeks you guys get to play back in Kansas here.
And a
long road trip to Hayes there on Friday.
Yeah, it'll be tough, 2 hours, so we won't know what to do with ourselves. But they're really talented. They got big linemen up front. I mean, their two guards are 270 and 280, and they're kids that can move. One's 6'3", and one's about 5'11". The center's only 205, but he's very good. So they're down three on the offensive line. They're really talented, and, of course, they play defense too. Skill kids are really good. Tailback was their quarterback last year. He's running really well, really strong runner, and they're two halfbacks. They're smaller guys, but they run physical and they're quick. So it's going to be a good challenge. We're going to have to stop the run. They don't pass a lot. If we can force them to pass, then we're doing what we want.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a team that's been run heavy through the first three games, and, they come in 3-0. But, it's interesting just kind of looking at TMP a little bit. It's not like the TMP that we saw last from a few years ago. This is a team that's played with a lot of confidence, and they've played quite a few playoff games over the last couple of years.
Yeah, some of us coaches, about four of us, went and watched them last year against Kingman in the playoffs. Pretty impressed with their linemen then, and they were sophomores. Mm-hmm. So, they're going to be good. They're going to be a challenge. It's going to be a physical game, and we're going to have to match the physicality and probably, overstep beyond that and take it right at them. So, which is what we want to do offensively too. We want to run the ball at them and block them down and kick them out and let's go.
Well, it's hard to believe you're to that point where it's your last non-district game, and I know that everybody else in the district has a game on Friday. Do you kind of like that, where you are playing the fourth game in a row that's outside of district?
No, I hadn't really thought about it too much, but yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Either way,
find out, right?
We're gonna our district's no slouch right off the bat with Hugoton and Holcomb. They're both undefeated, so that's gonna be pretty tough there. I mean, we got a pretty tough schedule this year, and we need to respond after a loss and bounce back from that and come out with some aggression and some excitement like we had earlier in the season.
Speaking of the schedule, I feel like it's been the toughest it's been in recent years.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. We've always had some tough teams, but it's usually a mix of them, either late in the season or early. It doesn't seem like we ever catch this many in a row. So, yeah, it's been pretty tough. But we've been pretty physical so far with the games we played. Even in the loss, I felt like we played physical. So that's what we want. We want to keep getting more physical up front. And, of course, our running backs blocking, Lawson and Jace, 290-pound halfbacks blocking down. It makes a huge difference in the offense when you can block down with big running backs.
Well, hopefully, I don't want to jinx you, hopefully get home before 2 o'clock on
Saturday
morning.
Unless there's a big lightning delay or something, we ought to. Well, it was a lot later than that. I think I left the locker room and drove by Joey, getting the van ready for the cross-country team to leave. It was about 5:30 when I drove by him, so it was a late one.
Absolutely. Coach Jim Turner joining us here, Scott City 2-1 at 3-0 TMP coming up here on Friday. And thanks again for the time here, Coach, and good luck to you guys, and we'll see you up there.
All right, thanks, Adam.